This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A high-level China representative spoke bluntly Monday during high-level face-to-face talks with the United States on Monday, blaming the U.S. for stalemate in bilateral relations and calling on America to change its highly misguided mindset and dangerous policy, as it puts it. The vice foreign minister, Xi Feng, accused the administration of President Joe Biden of trying to contain and suppress China's development. That's according to an official summary of his remarks and talks with visiting U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman. The fundamental reason why relations between the two face serious difficulties is because some Americans portray China as an imagined enemy, according to the foreign ministry. Sherman, America's number two diplomat, is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit China since Biden took office. Tunisian troops have surrounded Parliament and blocked its speaker from entering after the president suspended the legislature and fired the prime minister. And the president's move followed violent nationwide protests after the president suspended the legislature and over the country's economic troubles and virus crisis. Protesters celebrated the president's decision late Sunday night. More women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than the first 6 months of any year since the United Nations began systematically keeping count in 2009, according to a UN report. The war-torn country saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians killed and wounded in violence across Afghanistan in the first 6 months of the year compared to the same period last